Today on Radio Jackie, I'm joined by Mark Heenham, who is currently taking part in a production at Richmond Theatre. Mark, what are you playing?
I'm in the production of 12 Angry Men, playing Juror 4.
Very exciting. So 12 Angry Men is running until this Saturday at Richmond Theatre. Do you want to kind of explain the premise of the play for us?
Sure. It is a play about a jury of 12 men who are deliberating over the fate of a 16-year-old boy who allegedly stabbed his father. And during the course of the play, we learn a great deal, not only about the case, but about the jurors themselves.
And what drew you to this play? Why did you want to get involved?
It was a job. I've worked with these producers a few times over the years. And they put out wonderful plays such as 12 Angry Men and the other most recent play I've done for them last year, as a matter of fact. We were in Richmond with The Shawshank Redemption. So these are plays that are great fun to be a part of. We've got a cast of 12 guys who are ranging from the age of 29 to 82, which is wonderful in its own right. And it's a joy to go into work every night.
And what's it like working in a theatre as historic and intimate as Richmond?
Oh, gosh, first of all, it's a privilege. I've been in this business for about 50 years now and done quite a bit of touring in the UK. And these Matcham theatres. Now, Richmond is a mixture between Matcham. These are the architects who built them in the Victorian days. And they're very beautiful, first of all. Second of all, the acoustic in a lot of these Victorian theaters, the architects really knew what they were doing when they designed them. Because, of course, in those days, you didn't have amplification. So you really do hear everything, which is great. And they're a joy to play because they're very beautiful and they're easy to play because of the acoustic.
The fear or excitement of jury duty is something that we can all resonate with. Have you actually done it before? If you did you like it? And did it help with your role, do you reckon?
Well, do you know what? I've actually got away with not having done jury duty at all. So I have no experience of it. But I imagine, depending on the case you're a part of, it can be, quite either boring, if it's a boring case, or it can be, quite daunting because there's a great deal of responsibility put on your shoulders, I would imagine. This play, I suppose, gives me a bit of a taste of being on a jury in 1954. Now, to be part of a jury in 1954 was a very different thing because now I don't know whether I'm getting this right. I think it was federal cases in those days in the States, only men could be on the juries. So we've come on quite a way, haven't we?
We absolutely have indeed. So do you know if any of your castmates have done jury duty before?
I think so, yes. I'm sure probably a few of them have, yeah.
So I can imagine that kind of helps them get into the role then.
Oh, I have no doubt. Yeah, I have no doubt. It will certainly give them an insight. And as actors, we're always looking for little bits and pieces to help us tell the story.
And before you go on stage, what kind of feelings and emotions are you experiencing?
Let's see. Gosh, I've been doing this for so long. You still get the butterflies. You still get anxious from anticipation. Very excited. And I tell you, we're very fortunate to do what we do.
And you said it's running till Saturday, if I'm correct.
That's right.
What would you
That's
say to right. people to encourage them to come down and watch it?
Oh, well, you've got a cast of wonderful guys, very accomplished actors, some of whom are telly names who you will recognize from your television, others being extremely accomplished theater actors. Jason Merrill's heads us up. which as juror eight, we've got Tristan Gemmel, Gray O'Brien, Gary Webster, Ben Nealon, amongst others. You know, those are your telly names that you'll probably recognize when you come and see it. But it's two and a bit hours of gripping drama, some humor coming out of the drama, which it often does. And no, I would highly recommend it.
Obviously, it finishes on Saturday. When the play's over, do you do anything to celebrate and think, oh, that was brilliant, I'm really proud of my work?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, maybe once a week somebody will organize going out and having a drink or, you know, a meal or something like that. But you see, when you're doing an eight-show schedule, two shows midweek, two shows on a Saturday, and we're all men of a certain age, we don't have that kind of energy anymore where we go out every night after a show. So we pick our moments and have a great time now and then, going out for a meal or a drink and enjoying each other's company.
Well, an eight-show schedule is quite a lot, isn't it? What's your routine look like? Do you have a certain bedtime, make sure you're in bed by a certain time to make sure you're not tired for the next day? What does your routine look like?
Yeah, I will get up probably at about 9 o'clock, and go about my day, have a good walk during the course of the day, get a bit of exercise in. Maybe have a little bit of a rest in the afternoon and go in for the show. It's a very odd existence when your entire day is geared towards doing a performance at night. So it's always on your mind. You don't relax completely. It's, as I say, it beats working for a living, as they say.
And do you have any special kind of rituals before you go on stage, or do you have any lucky items like a pair of socks or something that you keep close by?
A pair of pants. No. I go down a little bit early. So we get a half hour call, a quarter hour call, and a 5 minute call before curtain up. And between the quarter hour and the five, I will go down, find a quiet place on stage, do a vocal warm up, do my tongue twisters to get my mouth going, and get myself in the zone, as they say, to concentrate on the couple of hours ahead.
I'm guessing that friends and family have come and watched you perform live many times. When you know they're in the audience, does that make you even more nervous because you know that they're there?
It does, you know. I'm 63 years old. I've been in the business 50 years, and I'm perfectly fine until family come in. And then it adds a whole nother level of nervousness. You're quite right. It's funny, you know, because they're the ones rooting for you the most, and they're the most forgiving, and yet they're the ones you want to impress the most. And you do get a little bit more nervous when family are in.
Absolutely. And how do you get over that? Do you just decide not to know where they're sitting, or just don't look in their direction or something like that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm a firm believer in not breaking that fourth wall, as they say, the fourth wall being between the stage and the audience. I will never look out in an audience anyway. My whole thing is about being in the moment, being on that stage and involved in the action that we're involved in. So I'm not one of these people who will, you know, walk off stage and go, oh, did you see the person in row three or whatever? I can't do that, because I know what I'm like. If I don't concentrate completely, I'll mess it up. I personally don't think about where anybody's sitting. I just get on with it.
And just out of curiosity, because I've never been on a stage like that before, are you actually able to see the audience? Because obviously you've got loads of bright lights on you. You know the audience is there, but can you actually see them and their facial expressions?
Depending on the theatre, certainly. Certainly, there are some, like, for instance, we've just come from Derby Theatre, and it's a lot more intimate. It's a smaller theatre, a lot more intimate, and the audience are very close to the stage. So if you were so inclined, you'd be able to look out and see probably the first five, 10 rows. And you hear every reaction they make. You hear their mobile phones going off when they shouldn't be, and candy wrappers being opened, and all these things. There's a lot to test your concentration.
Absolutely. So finally, if you can just remind us what the play is, where it's happening, and when it's on till.
Certainly. It's 12 Angry Men, and we are running at the Richmond Theatre until this Saturday, the 10th, at Richmond Theatre. Come see 12 Angry Men. You will not be disappointed.